Steve Lindbeck is probably the most well-known candidate for Congress you've never heard of. He's been living in Alaska since childhood in the 1960s when his dad, a member of the Navy and a survivor of the attack on Pearl Harbor, was assigned duty in remote Alaska.
And to get to Adak in those days, you had to stop over in Kodiak on the way from Seattle. And it was a sunny day, which hardly ever happens in Kodiak, but it was sunny and beautiful, and he loved it, and he requested Kodiak duty every year after that. And finally, in 1964, they sent him to Kodiak, and my family went there when it was still a Navy base. It was about 6 months after the earthquake at that point.
4 years later, the family moved to Anchorage, where Lindbeck graduated from West High School and became the first member of his family to go to college. Now he's running as a Democrat to unseat Don Young, a Republican and Alaska's lone member of House of Representatives, who's been at the job 43 years. Lindbeck says that if he gets to Congress next January, he'll work with people willing to put service ahead of political party.
Congress is really broken. We all know that. It's hyper-partisan, and it's deadlocked, and people are more concerned there about their own political future than about meeting the needs of the country or their communities. And we know that Congress isn't working the way we learned about it in civics class. So there's a lot to do to put that straight. And again, a lot will depend on the kind of people we elect. I don't think you can expect it to change by sending the same people there time after time.
If Lindbeck sounds like he's editorializing, he probably is. He was the editorial page editor of the Anchorage Daily News for 10 years and worked in the same role at the Anchorage Times. He spent 10 years as the executive director of the Alaska Humanities Forum, and most recently, he served 8 years as the CEO of Alaska Public Media, which operates the public radio and television stations in Anchorage, as well as the Alaska Public Radio Network. His background in journalism is good preparation for an interview. He unfolds a large sheet of paper organized with his talking points. In Southeast, the largest federal issue is the transition to young growth management on the Tongass National Forest.
We first of all need to make sure we protect the fisheries in Alaska, I mean Southeast Alaska. We need to make sure we protect subsistence uses in the Tongass. But beyond that, I'm pretty sure we can find a way to keep one mill going forward in the Tongass Forest. It's the biggest national forest. It's growing like crazy every year, and there ought to be enough timber to harvest to keep one mill going.
Nationally, continued U.S. involvement in the Middle East remains a concern. Lindbeck wants to approach the Syrian civil war very carefully.
Well, the United States needs to have a leadership role. I don't think we're going to put troops on the ground in the Syrian war, at least based on what we know today. But we have a very, very important role in the region, and we need to work with our partners to do whatever we can to stabilize that situation. It's a danger. You know, there's a power vacuum that a lot of bad actors can fill. And at the same time, it's a human tragedy. The refugee tragedy is really, it's overwhelming in obviously the Middle East, but in Europe where people are going.
Lindbeck's opponent has been elected to Congress 21 times. Don Young is 83 years old and currently the third most senior member of the House. Lindbeck respects Young's service, but thinks his longevity in office hasn't brought him status or power and isn't serving the interests of the state.
There comes a time for a change. We need to look ahead. What worked for the last 30 or 40 years isn't going to be what's going to work for the next period. And we need to move forward. We need to make sure that we have a representative that will put Alaska first. We've made an issue in this campaign of some of his campaign contributions and putting his contributors ahead of Alaska's needs and interests. And that happens. You know, that's one of the reasons why so many people believe that Congress has kind of become a place of legalized bribery. It's legal, but it's not right. And so I've really been stressing this, that we need to make sure Alaska's needs come first.
During his visit to Sitka, Lindbeck met with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, local Democrats, and the Daily Sitka Sentinel. Later in the day, he traveled to Petersburg, Wrangell, and then made a final stop in Juneau. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.